All right, I'd like to welcome everyone out to Thursday, January 2nd, 2020 Planning Commission meeting. And we will start off with the Pledge of Allegiance offered by Bruce Fallon. And if you want to just come up.
Okay, repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Bruce. We do have a full quorum today. Turning to the Planning Commission, are there any conflicts of interest with any of the items today? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to an approval minutes for November 21st and first ask if there's any adjustments that need to be made. All right, then we'll ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from Thursday, November 21st.
I'll second that.
Motion by Heather, a second by Andy. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. And we will now move on to the administrative items with item 3.1, which is a request for preliminary plot approval for a subdivision of 222 single-family lots known as Teton Ranch. This is on for a public hearing, and so we'll turn to city staff first.
All right, I appreciate that. As you know, this is part of a larger development that includes the property that was to the north that you've already seen and approved. This is also part of a development agreement that came in with this project. So you see on the map the acreage that's there. So tonight, I think from talking to the council and the work meeting, there's gonna be a discussion about continuing this. So we'll kind of go through these and get your feedback so that the developer knows what the issues are, what you'd like to see as this comes back. This phase of the development is not part of the PUD, and the open space you see there is dedicated to the city for the property that was already subdivided to the north and part of the larger park, but they put this over here. There's going to be some discussion about the White Barn, and we'll get into that in just a second. So this just shows the layout, the number of lots. The tables, I believe, is directly from the development agreement on the lot sizes and what was approved. So we'll just make sure when the final plat comes in that those are the exact dimensions or bigger for the subdivision. This shows the dimensions and the sizing. Any questions about that? We went through that. Precast walls around the major roads to kind of buffer it, as well as setbacks. You can see the landscapes for the entry features. They also are doing a larger landscape setback than our city standards for buffering between the major roads, 126 and 64th and 6,000, just to help give it a little more open fill. This just shows the parks in the area, the trail, the SLR park, as well as the 7.7 acres that's part of the previous subdivision, and then the 2.5 that we've been talking about in the corner. This is the drawing from the actual MDA, and you can see there's some changes in some of the road configurations and some of the layouts, but generally it falls pretty close. Let's see if we can get back to, maybe it's going forward. Yeah, so you can kind of see some of the configurations that have changed, but generally it's pretty close. The White Barn was an exhibit and was part of the MDA, and so that kind of shows what that looks like. That was an actual exhibit from the MDA. It gave dimensions and sizing for use of sort of a gathering. So we're going to take some language right out of the MDA. And so this is what was included. It said, improvements to the White Barn Park, Regional Park, as listed in Exhibit H, will be constructed by the master developer if the city adopts an amendment to its current park impact fees, or establishes that the existing park impact fee will allow it, providing that the White Barn impact, a regional park, is included as being reimbursable with impact fees. The city shall enter into a separate agreement providing for such reimbursements. We took this to the city council, asked them if they wanted to include this as part of the capital's impact fee, and there was a brief analysis given. I'll go through that with you. So the impact fees that will be collected, estimated amount, is about $2.2 million on both communities, both the north and the south. And the cost for the whole White Barn Park with the reception center and the lighting and all and the furniture was estimated about $2.5 million, which would consume all the impact fees and additional that'd be generated off the property. And the council felt that the outdoor activity of the other park would be more valuable and more heavily used. So they determined not to include this as part of for reimbursement from the park impact fees. So anyway, that kind of gives you some information showing where the impact fees will be collected from. And so these monies would be used for the capital for the larger park on the north side of the Midas Creek. This just shows kind of a layout our engineering did of how the White Barn could be configured, how it would be handled with the detention. This is one possible layout. There, you know, that would certainly have come back to the Planning Commission. So these were the discussion that the council had, is that what would this use be for, and what was the priorities, what would we like to see funding going to. This had a provision of the timing of when this barn would have to be built if it was to be funded by the city. Well, that's the next item. So that, I think, are the key elements. If there's any, and then you have your staff report with the DRC comments and so forth. So if you have any questions, I can answer them, or we can turn over to the developer and see what their desire is.
All right, thank you, Gordon. We will turn to the developer at this time for any comments. If you want to just state your name.
Of course, Mr. Chairman. Bruce Beard, I'm counsel for the project. Thank you. Having read the staff report, I didn't expect the pre-meeting to be so apparently eventful, so I wasn't here for that. I have discussed it with Gordon and with Corey. We obviously are in a little bit of a difficult situation. We'd like to move forward. We thought that the plan complied with the conditions, but we understand that there are some concerns, and we don't want to go to war at this point over concerns that we might be able to address. So we would like to ask you to continue it. I don't think we need any further discussion. We've sort of heard the positions of the staff, and we'll work with the staff to try to see what we can do to redesign this in the context of the what's provided in the development agreement. And we look forward to coming back in front of you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
This is open for a public hearing, so we will open the public hearing at this time. Oh, yeah. All right, we'll read. Hold on 1 second. So in court, wrong one. Public comment and public policy. The purpose of public comment is to allow citizens to address items on the agenda. Citizens requesting to address the commission will be asked to complete a written comment form and present it to Wendy, Deputy Recorder. In general, the chair will allow an individual 2 minutes to address the commission. A spokesperson recognized as representing a group in attendance may be allowed up to 5 minutes. This policy also applies to all public hearings. If you want to just state your name.
Thank you, Lisa Brown. And I live not too far from here, kind of kitty corner in the Lafayette subdivision. I would just like to express a little bit. I don't know that this is a hill worth dying on. Also understand that at times things are undone and can't be undone. But as part of the referendum group that worked closely with Doug one-on-one to create this plan, really, and give input, we were asked to do that by the city and by our previous mayor. And the White Barn was a very essential part of this development. It was to be not just visually like kind of a standout piece, but also something that would be a great development or like, asset to the community for various functions. And as we understood it and as we talked with Doug about it, it was to be something that he paid for. Now, I don't know how the NDA ended up being different, where the city is kind of left holding the bag for that, and that's where I guess I'm frustrated and see that it can't really necessarily be undone. But I would like to see us not lose that. Just kind of funneling the money back into the park system kind of feels like a loss. Let's have something different. Let's have something unique that brings people to this area and can provide kind of a venue for different activities and events here in the city. So that was all I wanted to say tonight. Thanks.
Thank you. I am going to ask the Planning Commission before I close the public hearing if we should leave it open. Okay, I'm in agreement. So we will leave the public hearing open, and then we'll turn to the Planning Commission for additional comments at this time.
I think just so staff understands kind of the concerns of, you know, because we were kind of just sitting around the table making sure they understand the concerns, I'm just going to share what I would like staff to review is the cul-de-sac lengths, the primary access along Mustang Trailway, and relocating, if we're going away from the White Barn concept, relocating that up to the trail access between lots 222 and 223. Those are my big three things that I'd like the staff to review and look at.
I would occur in just clarification with the main access, having it more, if possible, across from the development that's happening on the east side of Mustang Trailway. Just for clarification, that would be ideal.
Those are my concerns.
Yep, I concur.
And then maybe just to update a little bit, in the work meeting we did talk about one of the cul-de-sacs being a little longer than what we allow in our community. And so that was one of the things we addressed that we're going to ask them to come back with.
The two that I was concerned with primarily were Garnet Canyon Cove and Breca Cliff Court. I think they exceed our standard dramatically.
Yeah, the others are fairly close.
Close enough.
Probably close enough, but those two are, yes.
And then I'll add one comment to that. I think two trails accessing, or the two access points to the trails, I felt maybe weren't quite enough for these residents. I think a third trail would be beneficial to the residents.
Along the drainage side?
From the north Creek? To the
along
trail.
Midas Creek.
Yeah, up to Midas Creek.
Yeah, you've got what is that, between 64 and 6,000, that's a half a mile. So two accesses is, you know, a third would be much better.
I still think that the barn concept is a great idea. I wish we could get that somehow back in. But without doing that, I think we need to move the landscaping somewhere, or the open space somewhere else.
And I guess a question for maybe Gordon, and maybe have to take this back to the city council, but I guess the question is because I did see something that was written earlier, is there a way to defer building this to later, or is it required at the 50 units being built out to where maybe we don't build this for 5 years or 10 years, but it's something in the future that we look at budget-wise to implement?
If we leave the open space there, we could certainly build the park anytime in the future because the land was being dedicated to the city. So at that point, the city would always have the ability to build it there.
Because it is a city expense. Yeah.
But right now, it's not in the capital facilities plan for the park master plan, which to me, we shouldn't do if unless it's in that plan.
Okay. All right. Then any other remarks?
Yeah, I guess for me, it's just what how we, I guess the white, with the white barn, how it goes from the developers telling them, the community, this is what I'm going to do. The MDA gets, you know, negotiated differently than what is promised to the residents is more of just my comment and frustration of why I think a lot of residents feel duped when we go through these processes, that they are told one thing and get something different. But I would agree with everybody else, if the white barn isn't going there, moving it to a more centralized place would make more sense.
For the park, right?
For the park, yeah.
And then I guess another question, with the size of the park, would there be required amenities in this case? Because I don't know how that's written.
On the 2.5 acres?
Correct.
There would be some. There was a lot of discussion in the DRC, what kind of amenities, do we really want a playground there? Do we want it, or is it just like a walking path and pavilion or some benches? You know, it's so that's kind of the direction, I think, that when we talked to Wendy in the Parks and Rec, the kind of things were there. We have the park across the street, and we have the big park by the channel, so it wasn't like we wanted to put a bunch of swing sets or other kinds of things there. So if it wasn't the white barn for regional use that you wanted on the outside, so it would not impact the residents who are traveling through, then just a green space, weren't thinking of, you know, we could put racquetballs or something like that, or I don't know.
So the requirement for this...
Or not
pickleball.
Pickleball.
Right. So anyhow, I guess the requirement for the developer on this is just to provide this space, right? The amenities and stuff would have to come from the city. There's no amenities that the developer is required to provide other than through the MDA.
That back later, and let's discuss it. And I think if you're interested in leaving the open space where it's shown on the plat for potential future use, we'd like to hear that really clearly, so we're not trying to readjust that. If you're good where it's at, that's fine. We can leave it there in a future time, deal with it. Or I just don't want to...
I guess I'd like more comment from the parks if they're actually going to use it for something like that.
If it wasn't for a very active thing like the White Barn, they didn't want it there. They would prefer it to be...
I would only like to do it if we're doing the White Barn.
Correct. There.
I agree with the location. I don't think I want to park across from those two busy roads, especially with the school across the street, elementary school. I don't really like that idea.
Agreed. Unless we get some reassurance that the Parks Department and the City Council will provide a White Barn, but it doesn't sound like that's going to be.
And we have a similar park that's just south of the cemetery. Yeah. So
I prefer to move it unless we can do the White Barn.
Correct.
That's my opinion.
Yep.
But I think we need like a 100% this White Barn's not happening before we say.
Kind of sounds like it.
Move it.
Yeah. With the current.
This council didn't seem to be interested in paying for it at this point.
Right.
So it'd be another council, I think, that would pay for it. But
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to kick it down to a future council without it being in a master plan is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Were any alternate funding methods reviewed for the White Barn?
Pardon?
Were any alternate funding methods looked at for the White Barn?
Like I'm a public-private
partnership
funding.
Or anything? Somebody that could, like a public-private partnership that could build it and operate it? Or was there anything like that?
We have not approached anyone to see who would want to operate it or build it. So I don't believe that has happened.
So in some of the community outreach neighborhood meetings, it had some statements in there that after I heard the conversation that this White Barn wasn't going to happen, I was kind of frustrated because this whole plan was mirrored around this White Barn. And I agree with Lisa, it would bring something, something so unique to our community. We don't have a lot of areas where we can go and gather now that are indoor. We have the Cove Clubhouse, we have the library, but there's not a lot of other places that we can really meet indoors and have events. So I really would love the council to possibly look at that, but I'm looking at some of these notes and it's saying Let's see. It said Doug Young stating that he would start it first and use it as a showpiece in this community for Parade of Homes, and he would use his own money out of pocket to build it. I think there's just so many questions, but I feel like this, it's unfortunate that this is not going to be done.
Agreed, and we're only tied to the MDA, unfortunately.
Right.
I concur, but yeah, the MDA is all we have to go by, which was approved by council.
So. Right.
Any additional comments? Oh, John, I believe, has some.
Just to let you know that the parks plan is on the city council agenda for next Wednesday. So if you want to make your voices known that you want that added back into the impact fee stuff, do it.
All right. And that's voiced to all the citizens as well, just so you know. So I will turn to the Planning Commission this time. I think we're going to continue to make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to continue item 3.1 without date.
Thank you, Adam.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Brody. We'll call for a vote. Jackson?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Andrea?
Yes.
Andy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
And Adam?
Yes.
Thank you so much. We'll now move on to item 3.2, which is a request for a conditional use approval for a bank or financial institution for a Utah Community Credit Union. I will turn to city staff.
All right, this is Herman Crossing, I believe, is a subdivision. Herman Corners, that's it, Herman Corners. And this is right by the credit union across the street from Smith's and next to Mountain America. And they have the American hamburgers and those things right there. So they have come in, done their DRC. They have about an acre that they would like to develop. This is the site plan. They are creating a future pad that would be some undisclosed use in the future, but it shows how they would lay out the property, and there would be a limitation on what that use could be based upon the parking requirements consumed by the credit union. More of the details. This is the site plan, the elevation. And then this is the lot. Questions?
Can you go back to the last page? Oh, sorry, the very last picture, the aerial.
Oh, the aerial?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wanted to look at the bottom. Thank you.
And then site plan, go back to site plan if you could.
Want to see the site plan?
Yep.
Okay, we'll let the applicant come up. If the applicant's here, if you want to just state your name, please.
First of all, Bruce Fallon with WPA Architecture. We appreciate your service having sat on that side of the bench. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. So more than anything, I'm just here to answer any questions that you might have about the development. So pretty straightforward as far as we're concerned.
I have one. Mm-hmm. Why isn't there a curb and gutter going across the parking spaces on the east?
South side.
We approached it this way, several things. First of all, just to try and keep the front of the development as open as possible without landscaping and such. And I don't know about you, as we observe human nature, we looked at that and said, it's a safer process because as you pull into the private drive, most people, what are they going to do? They're going to pull straight in from the south side and then pull out going out towards the north. Or if they pull in between those the islands there, they'll do the same thing, pull in and then And so there, it limits the amount of backing out onto that private drive. So we felt like that was a safer option for it as well. So
having walked through that, I live kind of behind here a little bit, so I walk through here often. This whole development kind of flows uniquely because of each pad, and I actually think that it needs to be a curb along. And I don't know if, Sandra, if you could take your mouse or whoever's controlling the mouse so I can make sure I'm explaining. I think there needs to be a curb along the extreme. Yes. Connecting those islands just like that.
Pretty much where the line is. Is that what you're saying, Adam?
Yep.
So on the south side.
On the south side, connecting them. So you have to actually go into the credit union and then park, not back out onto the main.
May I ask why?
Because I feel it's unsafe. Because there isn't a whole lot of walking. There's not any walking areas in there. And when you walk through there, you need that protection.
So for pedestrian safety.
Okay.
As well as the proximity to 56 right there as well. You know, you're going to get traffic backing up, people stopping right there to get in and out of the parking stalls. I think you need to have through traffic, get out of the way, and get into the parking lot. I would agree with that.
Yeah, that small piece of up by the inlet there on the, what would that be, the southwest part of your plan, it's not paved right now. But everybody drives through that, and it's a dirt. The dirt's already on to 56 and 134th right now. So I think that shows how much traffic wants to go through there, and so that's what I'm talking about protecting.
And that's why, I mean, we think, is, you know, somebody, as I, if I'm going to pull into that parking, into that driveway, I'm going to pull in straight and then pull out straight rather than back out. So I guess I don't quite understand the...
The one thing I look at is, and I agree that will happen sometimes, but it'll happen just as many times if, and my wife calls it princess parking right next to the building, people will cut through those parking stalls to get to the princess parking. They won't use the entrance way. They'll use the parking stalls if there's nobody there. So they're making different driveways or roadways for themselves because of how it's designed. Instead of controlling where the traffic is going, you're letting them go anywhere. And so that's one of the thoughts that I had just based on how it's set up.
And I would think having a single point of access would create more congestion along that private drive.
I've not seen
a lot of congestion at a lot of credit unions.
Sounds like an argument we're going to lose. So,
I know what I'm going to put in my request for requirements. So.
Are there any other questions for the applicant?
I do have, well, it looks like, since we're on the subject of pedestrian and access and stuff like, we're always talking about walkability, it does look like through the middle here, you do have, you've got your sidewalk that does hit, you know, 5600 West, but then it does, with a crosswalk in front of your, your drive-through. Is that going to continue then to that future, I guess? It does shave future sidewalk and continue, because there is, unfortunately, there is no sidewalks really through this area as well. That would be the only... Yeah. Opportunity for pedestrians to get from east to west.
Yeah, without knowing what that future use is, it's a totally unknown at this point. You know, we showed it as future, no point in putting in a sidewalk that's going to get torn out later. So.
And I agree, but I hope we're accommodating pedestrians through this
certainly.
As well.
So you are going to put the curb and gutter around that future pad, but that's all?
Correct.
And then I guess the same, and I get where you're talking about the north side. I guess we'll talk about the north side and the parking lots there. You are accessing those lots then from that, which is unfortunate. You know, I would rather them have to come in, but I think you're kind of limited on what you can do with this lot size. So I concur that doing that on the south side would be detrimental, but we need to get them into the property and then allow them to.
So will the credit union have two accesses then? Is that the plan? There will be two entrances?
So you'll have the entrance to from the south, and then another one on the west side there. So,
and then the drive-through access is only from on the north side.
On the north
I
side.
Guess you do have
a cut-through.
There's a cut-through lane there, and I guess one of those lanes is.
Yeah, there's. I mean, you have roads on all four sides of this property, or private drives.
Yeah.
Limited. Okay.
Is that a cut-through? There'll be like an ATM on the last row.
Yeah, there's.
Correct. No, it's a pass-through. So it's actually double. It's a two-lane, so there'll be a potential for an ATM lane, and then there's enough width for a vehicle to pass by.
Okay.
Yep.
What is the footprint size of the future building? I can't quite...
30, 27.
Dave, do you remember? Yeah, it's all based on how many parking stalls we can fit, you know, so.
Any discussions yet as to, with any potential owners or tenants that might?
Alternative.
And maybe that's, you know, I guess it is going to be limited by parking, obviously, but any thoughts on what that would be?
We're not sure yet. We're hoping soon to fill it out with somebody. We anticipate something like an insurance office, some kind of professional office. Our intent is to have something that's compatible with our use.
So how many excess parking stalls are there then that would be available then for this future use, pad?
We've calculated the size of the future pad based on how many parking spaces that we have. So,
as a professional building then?
Correct.
And not a, okay.
This is Kirk Rogers, by the way, so that for the record.
Oh, thank you.
Can I take just a moment? I work for Utah Community Credit Union. We're real excited to come to the community here. This will be our first branch outside of Utah County. Well, no. We have other branches in Heber City and down south, but the first one in Salt Lake County. So we're excited. We have quite a few members up around here, and we're pleased to come in. And from the sounds of it, I might just be wasting my breath on this, but from an owner's standpoint, I wanted to just emphasize our request, our firm request, I guess to put it that way, to leave the site plan as it is currently constituted. For reasons that Bruce has already pointed out, and this isn't our first site plan. This isn't the first time we've built a branch. We have 20 plus locations. We have a lot of experience with drive-ups and building and so forth. And after very careful study, we looked at what Josh had, because the staff and sounds like from the conversation, you guys may have had the conversation before this meeting about that. And we respect that. We respect that there's all kinds of differences of opinions. But I just want to be real clear with the commission here that the owner, the credit union, has taken careful consideration of it. We appreciate the feedback, and we respectfully have approached you this evening with it as it is. We feel, yes, it's just as safe. We've met all of the other requirements from a landscaping, from a stormwater drainage standpoint. We've met all of the other requirements, and it appears a little bit to us to be a matter of opinion on this. And at the end of the day, it is what it is. You guys control that decision, but we would ask you to consider our position that we feel like this is a better way to present our business to the community in a safe and functional way. There's other incidentals, like, for example, I don't know how many of you have plowed parking lots before, but I can assure you this parking lot is a lot easier to clear from snow than having a dead-end parking lot. That's not the primary reason, but I just want the commission here to understand that it's not casual that we're coming and bringing that to you. We've put a lot of careful consideration into it. We respect at the end if you say, well, that's nice, Kirk, but tough. We're going to do it our way. We get that, but we just respectfully ask that you consider it.
Okay? And we appreciate all the efforts you do put in and many of the applicants in the developments and the plans and what they're presenting. And we really do appreciate that. Are there any other questions for the applicant?
No.
I'll let you guys take a seat.
I have one for engineering. On item 12 in your, it's addressing what my concern was, but it says along the north and south edge. So I understand the south edge. Can you describe what you mean by the north?
The north was just that farthest spot to the east on the north. They've now striped an area next to it. They had another parking spot over there and you wouldn't be able to back out. So that was the issue on the north side of the building.
So you're good with it? If they did the curb like I'm describing, then you're okay then?
They striped the spot that I asked them to on the north side.
Okay,
so
right in the
they
corner.
Solved that problem.
Cool.
Right there. Can we go to the last slide one last time, Gordon?
Pull out.
the aerial view.
You just want to see where that road is?
Yeah. The very last slide.
Keep going.
That one. Thank you.
See, I'm not as worried about that one because it's not coming in off 56 for me on the north side.
On the north side, yeah.
And I guess it is unfortunate, maybe a lesson's learned that there really isn't any pedestrian accommodation through this whole.
Nope.
There's nothing.
There's nothing. The fact that they're putting it through the middle, I appreciate and thank you for doing that. That's wonderful. But yeah, these private streets, there's no pedestrian amenities.
Yeah, the way we allowed the subdivision of this commercial, I know I personally will not do that again.
That's good to know. I didn't realize that that north side did not access 56. I thought it did.
Yeah, the only access is the north-south of the sidewalk off
56. That's why I was asking, is because I only think we should worry about the south edge. I don't see a problem with the north side.
Yep.
It would be nice if they did have the one or two that walked all the way through. Because behind it? Is that where Vasa is going?
Yeah. That field is Vasa. So, to be honest, the way that you'll get to the drive-through is where this white truck is. That is the only way you'll get to it, unless you come up above that other area.
Yeah, you'd have to go above.
You have to come around the other two lots. So, that's even more why I think the south side needs to have that delineation. But I do appreciate your thoughts and feedback.
Okay. Any other comments from the planning commission? Are you guys ready to make a motion?
I'm ready to make a motion.
I just want to say with your curb, it makes a lot of sense because if you're coming out of the drive-through, I mean, you could cut through any of those parking stalls if there's no curb.
Correct.
I'm just worried about cutting through the parking stalls back and forth. That's the biggest worry I have.
Yep.
Well, the engineering review, it looks like Josh Peterson said the parking spots may not connect directly to the drive access. So.
Also, if you look at staff's recommendation, they're actually requiring it as item number 12. So.
Item 12.
I just had a quick thought. Is there a requirement for the size of that curb? Does it have to be a certain depth? Is it?
There's a city standard for the curb.
Yeah. Well, I mean, does it have to have island? Is there or planting?
The staff's saying
or is it island. Just a curb?
It's a private road. We would just be looking for, a 6-inch high curb. They don't necessarily have to.
But you're requiring a landscape strip, too.
Item 12 requires.
So number 12, add curb, gutter, and landscaping strip along, and I was going to strike out the north.
We wanted all of that, engineering staff did, but that's, they've came to you guys, though.
Well, I want what you want, so.
Well.
So when you describe landscaping, what dimension are you describing?
I would say like 3 feet.
3 feet, okay.
Just to help accommodate the overhang of the vehicles.
They have 4 feet extra between the two rows of parking spots, so they have adequate room to.
That won't impact everything.
Get some landscaping in there.
Okay.
So that won't impact the number of parking stalls that they have. But
you want the standard curb and gutter? They APWA can't curb and gutter. Like what's coming around the corner. For the road.
Yeah.
And looking at the grading plan, it looks like the flows are from southwest to northeast, right, is the way the flows are going. So you would have a little bit of collection that would collect along that, but it looks like it'd drop right into 56. Shouldn't be much of a problem. So.
And you said 3 or 3.5?
Three.
I think 3 feet would be great.
Okay.
So just add 3 foot to that note 12.
And take out north. So I was gonna edit it when I make a
go ahead.
Motion. I'd like to make a motion to approve item 3.2 with staff's 13 requirements with an adjustment to number 12 to have it state add curb gutter and a 3-foot landscape strip along the south edge of the site to separate the parking lot from the access roads. Parking spaces may not connect directly to the access road.
And I will second that.
All right, motion by Adam. And a second by Andy, and we'll call for a vote. Adam?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Andy?
Yes.
Andrea?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
And Jackson?
Yes.
All right, and we'll look at item 4. Any commission comments at this time?
I'd just like to ask the city council look at the MDA and review the White Barn and see what options we have with getting that back. To me, it seemed like that was a focal point of the whole development and a big deal with the community. So that's my comment.
I wonder if it, and I don't know, and we do have the parks here, well, we can talk to next time. But I do wonder as well if we sometimes look at the short-term benefit financially and not the long-term benefit, and that's what I worry about a little bit here, is the barn long-term benefit may outweigh the short-term benefit financially. And I think that may be how we need to look at it, or maybe design it to where it allows us to put it in later at a later time if that is what we choose as a city to do.
Yeah, so I guess just looking at other alternatives to pay for it, you know, as well.
Alternative funding options.
Yeah. So,
or maybe adjusting why we approved the subdivision, right? If we make an agreement based off of a requirement, then we probably should maybe adjust our sizes accordingly. So I wasn't part of those people that reviewed and approved that because I'm not a council member. Maybe they should look at that.
Any other comments? All right, we have future meetings. City Council meeting will be Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. Planning Commission's next meeting will be Thursday, January 16th, 2020. And City Council meeting, again, will be held on Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. A motion to adjourn?
Moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you so much.